Reflection by Father Luis Zazzano. Mark 10:1-12. The importance of commitment. 1. Teaching. The gospel begins by saying that people gather around Jesus and that he teaches them because he knows people have doubts, that there are things that are not easy in life, and that it's difficult to walk along with those uncertainties. He knows not everything is understood, and nobody is born knowing everything. Many times in life you will trip up and make mistakes because nobody can always have the winning hand nor buy success. Before pointing your finger at someone, remember there are other fingers pointing at you. In this life, no one can say, "That won't ever happen to me," because you don't know what tomorrow holds. That's why Jesus stops and teaches. He teaches with mercy, because he knows we are weak, and in him we find strength. 2. Hardness of heart. It's worth clarifying that divorce is an issue that happens, and in several cases, it's the only way out. A toxic relationship can be worse, destroying instead of constructing, and the final result is the destruction of God's image between spouses and in front of their children. Hardness of heart occurs when dialogue disappears, and when personal objectives prevail over marital or family ones. The heart becomes hard when you don't listen to the other person and you withdraw into yourself. What was a fluid relationship can become toxic and bitter. You need love, humility, and God's presence. 3. The heart. There are many struggles we must deal with, and I understand that we all make mistakes. But when the heart is lost in lust, and in your own interests, when you only care about satiating your appetites, when vanity takes over and you turn the person you love into an object for your satisfaction, then that is manipulation. Ask God for the grace to have a healthy heart, which allows you to strengthen your relationship with your true love. How can we know what true love is? It is enough to know that it bears life and knows how to face reality, both family and personal, to give it to God. Remember, something good is on the way. God bless you and be with you. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.